Each of us has a story to tell. Do you see your story as a God story? It's probably not scripted or cast as you might desire, but God's hand is in it. But God, two seemingly simple yet powerful words. Those two words expose God's mighty work in overturning normal progression, His complete uniqueness, or the invisible truth. The scriptures from Genesis to Revelation are peppered with instances of "but God." In fact, one person's entire life was a "but God" story. Joseph. Those two words appear 7 times in his lifetime. Joseph's life can serve as a powerful reminder of God's ever-present help in our lives. Many are familiar with the overarching storyline of Joseph's life. His story can be found in Genesis chapters 37 and 39 through 50. His very existence appears to be a "but God" arrangement. His mother, Rachel, was barren, but God listened to her prayers and enabled her to conceive and give birth to Joseph. Let's look into the 7 occurrences of "but God" in the life of Joseph. 1. The first moment doesn't come until Joseph is in an Egyptian prison after being falsely accused. Genesis 39:20-21. Joseph's master took him and put him in prison, the place where the king's prisoners were confined. But while Joseph was there in prison, the Lord was with him. He showed him kindness and granted him favor in the eyes of the prison warden. There are times in our lives where our world comes crashing down around us. Those are dark times. But remember, even in the darkest and most difficult times, God is with you. You are not alone. 2. The second occurs as Joseph is brought before Pharaoh to interpret his dreams. Genesis 41:16. "I cannot do it," Joseph replied to Pharaoh, "but God will give Pharaoh the answer he desires." It is important that we realize and accept our limitations and God-given gifts and abilities. God honors those who are humble and give Him praise and recognition. 3 and 4. Our third and fourth "but God" appear together when Joseph reveals his identity to his brothers. Genesis 45:6-8. "For 2 years now there has been famine in the land, and for the next 5 years there will be no plowing or reaping. But God sent me ahead of you to preserve for you a remnant on earth and to save your lives by a great deliverance. So then, it was not you who sent me here, but God. He made me father to Pharaoh, lord of his entire household, and ruler of all Egypt." God knows all, past, future, and present. There will be hard times, but look to God to see His provision in the midst of troubles. God's ways are not our ways. He works through people and situations to shape and prepare us for His purposes. 5. Joseph's family has been living in Egypt for 17 years. His father, Israel, is 147 years old. Genesis 48:21. "Then Israel said to Joseph, 'I am about to die, but God will be with you and take you back to the land of your fathers.'" What a message for every parent to pass on to their children. Don't wait to teach this truth. As parents, we are only here for a time. Our children need to know that God will be with them, even if it seems like they've been abandoned. God is the only true rock that holds fixed through the ages. 6. The next "but God" pops up shortly afterwards, Joseph's brothers are concerned that he will seek revenge now that their father is dead. Genesis 50, verse 20. You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives. Evil is rampant in this world, but God is bigger. He will not be bested. Finally, Joseph himself, the protector and provider of his extended family, is about to die. Genesis 50, verse 24. Then Joseph said to his brothers, I am about to die, but God will surely come to your aid and take you up out of this land to the land he promised on oath to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. As he is about to die, Joseph has confidence that God will take care of those he loves. Joseph realizes it's not about him. As God watched over his life, he will continue to look after and help his people. Take a moment right now to think about your story. Can you find any but God moments? Some may be easy to identify. Others may take some thought. Write them down. Share your stories. Make a point to share at least one this week. Others need to know how God has been working. Not sure where to start? You can share a But God story in the comment area below. I can't wait to read yours. Online, I've included several But God verses to look into throughout the week. I hope you enjoy them.